The king is coming. Make way for the king. So it's time to get ready, for God is the king and he's on his way back. The trouble then, and the trouble now, is that the people weren't at all ready for the king to come back. If you knew that the king was about to turn up on your doorstep for a visit, you may well wish to give your home a once-over and finish that spring clean. John the Baptist prepares the way for the coming kingdom by calling us to repent, to turn away from anything that is getting in the way of the homecoming of God. As we continue through this season of Advent, we can't fully understand Jesus without first listening to the great Advent figure of John the Baptist. We meet him in Matthew chapter 3 as the figure preparing the way for the coming king by calling the people to repent. The wild man John calls us to understand what we really prepare for when Christ comes. God is doing something new. I mean, really new. Something that is the most wonderful thing that any of us could ever imagine. But when most of us think about Christmas, we maybe only think about the new stuff that we will get as presents this year. John calls us not to settle for something so small, something so useless, as just more junk to clutter our lives. What the king is bringing is new life and freedom. He brings justice and joy to the world. But we need to get ready for this by clearing the road and burning any rubbish that blocks the pathway. We can receive so much more than new clothes, new gadgets, or a gift card. We can receive healing for our family relationships or broken lives to be restored. Don't settle for something so small when the pathway to Jesus can be made straight through repentance and humility. Grace and peace. This is Father Richard Healy from St. Paul's in Camden.